After a moment, Lando said,
Ben, we both know that Ohales Sorok was looking for the Mortis monolith. And that thing certainly qualifies as a monolith.
Ben nodded.
So you're wondering if the Krefs could have found the Mortis monolith? I've been wondering the same thing.
He paused, then, a bit reluctantly, asked,
But if Ohali thought she had found the Mortis monolith, why does Nineball call it a space station?
I see your point, Lando said. Ohali must have thought she was looking at a space station.
Exactly,
Ben said.
Until we know better, we have to assume that's what she found.
Could the Krefs have built such a thing themselves? Ahmad asked.
Absolutely, Lando said. They're on the cutting edge of all kinds of technology, and they have more money than most galactic empires.
Then maybe we're focusing on the wrong problem, Ahmad suggested. Instead of asking ourselves what this thing is, maybe we should be asking why they've brought their work to the Chulun Rift.
Because they really want to keep it a secret, of course, Ben said.
A frightening thought occurred to him, and he turned to Lando.
They couldn't be building some sort of Death Star, could they?
Lando's eyes grew wide, but he shook his head.
They're certainly capable, but even something like the Death Star is not much good without a sizable navy to support it. And if they had a navy that large, they wouldn't be hiring Mandalorians to do their dirty work out here.
Nineball emitted a rasp, and their attention returned instantly to him.
3PO, what's he saying?
Lando asked.
It may not be reliable, but he claims that when Jedi Sorok found the space station, she was following a Sith meditation sphere.
A meditation sphere?
Ben repeated. His stomach began to churn, for the only meditation sphere he knew of was the one flown by Vestara Kai, and Betrayed did not begin to describe what she had done to him. She had played him for a fool, claiming his heart and stomping it into a bruised mass. And there was no Sith in the galaxy whom he wanted to hunt down more.
Shifts?
Nineball gave a long, half-audible hiss.
Nineball cannot confirm the identity of the meditation sphere. Merely that Jedi Sorok followed it to the...
C-3PO paused and shot a burst of static at Nineball. The R9 responded with a sharp crackle. C-3PO turned back to Ben.
I'm afraid he's merging data again. Now he seems to think that ship led Jedi Sorok into a Mandalorian trap.
The R9 emitted a soft, angry rumble. The holograph of the strange space station reappeared, then suddenly vanished into a boiling orange flash. When the image returned, it was shaky and filled with static. A trio of bright halos seemed to materialize out of nothingness and rapidly swelled into three Mandalorian Besseliks. Bright bolts of energy began to flash back and forth between the Stealth X and the oncoming starfighters. The hollow spun and shook as Ohali went into evasive maneuvers, then stretched into a flashing blur as the Stealth X jumped into hyperspace. Nineball, or rather, Nineball's remnants, emitted a series of blurts.
There's no need to be rude. I was only suggesting that we be careful considering your condition.
Ask him what happened after the jump, Ben said.
C-3PO relayed the question. The astromech hissed something soft, then fell silent.
He doesn't know,
C-3PO translated.
Jedi Sorok ordered him to plot a route back to the rift mesh and issue a distress call. But Nineball was hit by a cannon bolt as they entered hyperspace. He did not have time.
Nineball added another short hiss.
The next time he returned to awareness, Jedi Skywalker was working to repair him.
What about navigation coordinates? Ahmad asked. Where is this space station?
Nineball responded with a string of coordinates that drew instant frowns from everyone present.